Hey, I've got some exciting news for you. For nearly a decade, the Social Media Marketing Society has been helping marketers like you to keep up with the changing times. This is our private community just for marketers, and the doors are open right now. When you join, you get access to ongoing training and become part of a welcoming community of marketers who are just like you. Learn more at smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we are going to explore Instagram's new paid subscription service. Is it worth it? Also, what's going on with Instagram Reels? Is Instagram prioritizing them or not? We'll get to the bottom of that. And if you have a local business or do the marketing for one, or if you collect leads, you're going to want to hear about two really cool things that Instagram is testing right now. My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard. I'm host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show from Social Media Examiner, where we break down the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say. Quote, I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined, unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Today, my guest is Chelsea Peitz. Chelsea teaches sales professionals how to leverage social media and technology to build a powerful personal brand and develop content that generates real leads. Also host of the Voice of Social Sales podcast and author of the book, Talking in Pictures. Chelsea, welcome back to the show.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here as always. Thanks for having me and thanks for that awesome introduction. And I am ready to dive into all things Instagram.
So let's go ahead and throw it out there. You've already signed up and started paying for this paid Instagram service.
I haven't been able to sign up and pay yet. I have been able to join the wait list. And if you simply Google Meta Verified Waitlist, you too will be directed to a Facebook page at fb.com landing page, and you can sign up. And I did get an email confirmation that said, hey, thanks for signing up. We'll let you know when it's ready in your area. And that's as far as I've gotten so far.
Okay. So let's start with kind of break down what Meta Verified is and what they're promising with this new paid service for people that have not seen the details yet.
The first time that I heard about this, it was February 19th. And I remember this day because it was a weekend and I thought, oh my gosh, okay, I have to find everything out about this I possibly can. Because as we have talked about on previous shows, I have had many fake accounts and they're getting better and better and better. And it's really, really awful to see them, you know, going to friends and family and community members and people actually clicking on the links and thinking it's you because they're getting really, really good at sounding like me. And the idea here is that it's not just verification. They're calling it a bundle, a subscription bundle. And what I have found out since the initial rollout is that it's going to be an opportunity to get verification on both Facebook, and then also you can pay separately to get one on Instagram. So you don't have to get both of them. They are not tied together. I assumed it was one thing. You paid for this bundle and you were going to be able to get verified on both platforms. So it is a separate fee. The fee I think is pretty expensive. It's $14.99 a month, which is double a lot of my favorite streaming platforms that I'm watching these days. I thought it was pretty expensive. And what they're offering in addition to the verification is also imposter account protection, which I will say, I really, really am looking forward to that piece of it. And you'll also get a live human being that you can reach out to for support and common support problems. Now, this one part I'm not quite sure of. I'm confused because I've seen some comments and some tweets from Adam Mosseri. I'm a little unsure about this next point that they brought up, which was we're also going to give people who are paid subscribers more reach and visibility in areas like comments, in the Reels recommendation and also explore. Then when I saw some of the tweets from Adam, I got a little bit more confused. So I'm not really sure what's going to happen with that or how they intend to roll it out. Again, you and I haven't seen it. We don't know anybody who has it. So all we can go on is what they have intended to roll out in Australia and New Zealand first. And we'll see if they iterate it, if it evolves, or what happens when they bring it out here to the US and other countries.
Well, the increased reach thing is interesting because there's no way for them to quantify that, right? I mean, even with ads, they can't quantify it. They say, we think we'll show it to this many people, right? We think this is what will happen. And so I wonder if it could even just be they assume anyone who's willing to pay is probably going to put out better content. And so maybe they'll get more reach anyway. You know, when this came up around Twitter a few months ago, it was kind of this discussion about, well, if everybody on Twitter was verified, it would probably be a happier place, a more respectful place. Content would get better, or the good content would seep through. Now, the ability to talk to someone, anyone who's ever been locked out of their account would gladly pay, you know, you said $15. If you sign up separately, like on the website, instead of going through the App Store, because basically Apple charges them that $3, it's $12 a month. But any of us would gladly pay $12 to get our account back. But I wonder if you've already lost your account, you probably won't be able to sign up at that point. So it's like insurance. It's like a preventative thing.
Right.
My main thing that I've been saying to people is, you know, I'm not paying for that. Why would I pay for that? But as marketers or business owners, if you're not willing to invest $12 a month in a tool for your business, is it worth your time at that point? Because I used to talk to people all the time about, you know, how many social networks should I be on? And they say, oh, they're all free. I should be everywhere. And I'd say, if each social network was $5 a month, how many would you be on? And if the answer is zero, or any of them that you said no to, if you wouldn't put $5 in, why would you even invest 1 hour of your time into it at that point? I'm not suggesting we have to pay for these services, but your time gets blown out of the water as a factor so many times we're like, I'm going to go viral. Here we go. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. But you're ready to sign up, right? As soon as it's available?
For testing purposes, I really want to see what happens. I am absolutely done with these fake accounts because what has happened again and again is I have followed the process. I have reported them. I've even used the new Instagram hacked landing page that they created just for this. These accounts are impersonating me, using my content, using my name or a variation very similar to it, using my profile photos. And unless I spend the very large amount of time that it takes to go to the copyright form and fill everything out link by link, and line by line, which takes a lot of time, and it just happens the next week, I would love to get rid of those accounts because I am having some really sad conversations with community members who are finding me on other platforms and saying, oh, I thought we were having a conversation and you were talking about your coaching program. And I clicked on this link and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
So I feel terrible about these fake accounts. And I honestly would pay for the fake accounts to be removed and for the live human being customer support. You don't even have to give me the verification or the other parts of it. I would pay for that. But you know, think about all of the creators and the business owners who can't afford $12 or $15 per platform a month. Yes, we've had a level of free service on these platforms for a long time. There are some drawbacks to everything. There's pros and cons to everything. And for those people who may be artists or for whatever reason, it may be that they're not able to use their government issued ID to verify their name. You know, there's some things going on there too. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens for the fake accounts and the impersonation and the ability to reach somebody on a chat. I would pay for that service. For the verification, I don't necessarily need that or want that. And the reach and visibility, I'm still confused upon because in one thing, they're saying, hey, we're going to have more reach and visibility, which did not go over well for a lot of people. A lot of people did not like that. So you're saying I have to pay to get more visibility, et cetera. And then I saw in some other comments that were made was like, oh, this shouldn't impact anybody else's content. Like you'll still get the same ability to have that reach and visibility as a paying account. So I'm still confused on that. We'll have to see what happens when it rolls out.
Well, yeah. And on the visibility, I mean, they're going to show the best content, I think, whether somebody's verified or not, because that's how they make their money. Mm-hmm. But they certainly, I think, could have presented it better. And yeah, we'll have to continue to watch what happens with that. I will almost definitely sign up for an account as well, just to see what it's like. and kind of see where it goes. So Instagram Reels, are they prioritizing them or did they demoting them? What exactly is going on? Some interesting insights that came out about this that we'll talk about here in just a second. If you are really looking to supercharge your social marketing, Instagram or anywhere else, you've got the opportunity soon to learn from industry experts, gain hands-on experience with cutting-edge techniques, stuff that's working right now. And this is happening at Social Media Marketing World. I can't believe it's almost upon us this month. You can elevate your strategy, drive results for your business. Register now, take your skills to the next level. It's happening in San Diego, and you can join us in person. Or Social Media Examiner does an incredible job of making the virtual experience really, really fantastic as well. So you can get your ticket right now at socialmediamarketing.world. That's socialmediamarketing.world. So there's sort of an internal conflict going on around Instagram Reels over at Meta. Explain to us what came out of these stories here. So as marketers, we can kind of understand like, okay, are Reels back? Are they going away? What exactly is happening here?
I definitely don't think Reels is going anywhere, as short form vertical video in general. I think we're going to continue to see more of that. And what came out recently was, oh, wait, we're going back to photos. We're going back to carousel posts. And then we're like, well, wait a minute. Are we going back? Are we sticking with Reels? I think at the end of the day, we're going to see a lot of Reels continue. And this article has come out and says, hey, Reels plays and shares of Reels have doubled in 2022. But the one key part that they also included in these articles was we're not making any more money with them. In fact, they're losing money in trying to monetize Reels, yet it is definitely going to be consumed and created by more people, mainly because I think we're seeing it in the majority of our content because the platform has been pushing it. So they said, even though that Reels is adding engagement or consumption, I'm not sure what they mean specifically by engagement. I say consumption and probably passive consumption at that. It takes some time away from the feed, which means they'll actually lose money. So yet to see what will happen with that. But they've also noted that the impressions across the family of apps for the entire metaverse has increased by 23% year over year. And the average price per ad went down 22% in that same time period.
Which is great news for marketers. And, you know, we do have to factor in the Meta family of apps includes Messenger and WhatsApp, which is obviously massive internationally. And so those count as impressions when somebody's going into WhatsApp. And, you know, for some people, that's all that like they're in there as much as you or I are in our text messages. But still, the fact that Facebook usage is actually up worldwide when all of the narratives that we're hearing, it's like, oh, Facebook, oh, that is that where your grandparents are? And I'm like, the grandparents I know send me TikTok videos all the time, actually. So it's interesting to kind of see that. And it's definitely internal struggle at Meta, obviously, if they're going, well, the people like Reels, but we're not making as much money on them. So the people are obviously key there. So something they're starting to test, there's a few things that they're testing at Instagram and a couple that I think are going to be really cool for marketers. But first, they are testing something called a memory story. And you told me that you've used that. So can you kind of explain what that is and what they're saying about this?
Yes, I didn't realize this was a test. I thought every user had it. So I'm glad that you mentioned it's a test because we generally find ourselves in different test groups and don't even know it. So
yeah.
I saw this little story pop up. It's right next to your active story and it has the Instagram colors and it says memory. And so I clicked on it and I was super excited to find that it was pulling from my archive of 2, 3, 4 years ago, stories that I had made around that date. Now, I have a separate app that I have connected to my phone just for that purpose so that I can see the memory that pops up from 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, 4 years ago. So I love this feature, to be honest with you. And I have found that I'm not just scrolling through the memories, I'm actually resharing some of those. So to your point, another way to help people to create some more content in this case, it's not necessarily creating new content. It's perhaps sharing memories that you've already posted at one time, kind of looking back on it. And maybe it's also a play to help people get away from those third-party apps and stay within the app for those memories that are posted there as well.
So the ones that you're seeing come up, are they all old Instagram stories or are they feed posts? Or and then when you reshare them, where are they being shared?
All stories. Okay. And it will share as a story. So you can just share it right to a current story, but they didn't show me any old feed posts yet. but who knows? Okay. Maybe that's coming.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because the big theme we're seeing across Facebook and Instagram is just trying to get people to create more content, because this pattern seems to be consumption is up. Consumption is great, but people are not posting as much. And I think that happens for a couple of reasons. One, the level of content, I think we can all agree, compared to 3 years ago, has gone way up. Reels has brought out this unbelievable creativity. Or if you compare to 10 years ago, they're like, well, I'm not going to share a picture of my lunch. I just watched a Hollywood masterpiece that was 16 seconds long or whatever it might be. But they are trying to make it easier for consumers and marketers to create that content. One thing I like about this from a marketer's standpoint is not only is it content you don't have to create that you can use, but I think it's a really good way to sort of remind people about your authority and your experience as a company and the fact that you've been using this. You know, you've been doing this for a while. You didn't just sign up yesterday. And your followers probably don't remember what you posted from 4 years ago unless they are really into your company. And even if they did remember, they might like seeing it again. So that's where I like that a lot.
I do too. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So these next two tests, I think, though, could really be, you know, and I know the phrase game changers is overused, but I think these could really make a big impact for businesses and marketers. So the first one is specifically tied to having a lead form action button added to Instagram profiles. So explain exactly what that is.
So first and foremost, I don't have this feature yet. And I keep trying to see if I have it. You'll see it in your profile settings. This essentially is another step in Instagram becoming sort of the full funnel, if you will. The idea is that maybe a stranger sees your reels, they don't know you, they come to your profile, perhaps they follow you and build that like, no trust through your feed posts and your stories. And oh, by the way, we also have a lead capture form now, just like the ones that you are used to seeing on paid ads, where if you've ever set up a paid ad to capture someone's information, like their email or their phone number, so that they can actually download something or receive something from you in an email, you're now going to be able to have that be built in to your Instagram profile, and you'll be able to go through the list, and they'll down at the bottom from what I've seen, it says like lead form, and you click it and you can create a very simple form and it lives directly within your Instagram profile. And those messages are going to come into your inbox, which I think is really smart of them to streamline that process, especially for creators who may not have set up a website yet. Maybe they haven't created any landing pages. So making it a little bit easier for people to generate leads from their engagements on Instagram, especially for free.
Well, and with Instagram, there is, I think, more friction in trying to collect email addresses than any other platform.
Yes.
You know, and so it's like, you know, maybe you have a reel go viral and you're like, hey, I've got this free thing that you can download. And so all you have to do is stop what you're doing right now that you are enjoying, you know, click on my name, my username above or below or wherever it is on this screen. And then it'll ask you if you want to go through and view my profile. Say you do. Then you get there, then click my link, then click my link tree. Look at all, you know, there's so much friction there.
Yes.
And so that's the part that I love. And I, assuming it works like Facebook ad lead forms do, you will be able to connect it if you do have an email software and things like that, where they'll kind of get sent right through. So that's what I like, is it's less friction. And then this other thing that they're testing that I think could be really good for local businesses is location on Reels clips. And this is not where you tag your location. It's a little bit different. So explain what that is. And then I want to share why I think this could be really, really cool, Chelsea.
Yeah. So this is going to be really great for location specific businesses. As you mentioned, it's also part of their larger goal of more transparency. They started this last year. Adam Mosseri talked about one of our goals for 2022 is going to be more transparency about how we work as a company, how the algorithm works, and making sure that it's a safe place and a community for the users. And this idea is not the tagging that you actually tag your location when you're in that posting field. This will tell you where the actual post is originating from. And I'm assuming that they're tracking IP address so that you'll know, is this content that perhaps actually was made by this person in this area or not. And so it's providing that information because in rare cases, this is what Instagram said, accounts may be misleading people about where they're based. So in an effort for more transparency, I also think that the benefit is, like you said, for location-based businesses, which is why we have the location tag at all, so that right. the algorithm can understand, hey, this is a restaurant in this particular town or city. It would make sense for us to share that content posted by that restaurant to other human beings who live nearby that city.
And that's what I think of. And I think of, like, you work with real estate agents a lot. I have conversations with them. They're like, my reels are doing really well, but how do I get them to show up locally? And we can use keywords and things like that. But I think any additional tool like this makes a big difference. I'm sure somebody smarter than me can spoof it. But in general, it's a verified location, right? That, I think, is an opportunity to, because just like when we Google something, it knows to show us results close to us.
Right.
And so I would think the same thing would happen in Instagram search, or even just when the algorithm is choosing who to serve up different reels and things like that. So yeah, I think that's going to be a really cool opportunity. Okay, let's talk about Instagram broadcast channels. And I have some very mixed feelings about this, but they just kind of rolled these out here in the last few weeks. What is an Instagram broadcast channel, Chelsea?
I personally found this a bit confusing when they were describing this. And so hopefully when we talk about it, we'll make it very simplified. When I went into my inbox where you get your direct messages, there's a few different types of tabs in there. You're used to seeing the conversations that you are having with people in your community. And usually there might be a request tab, and those tabs are going to contain messages from maybe spammy types of accounts, people that you don't know or you don't follow. Well, I found accidentally, I don't know how it arrived there, but I found there was a new tab, and this one is channels. So I wasn't quite sure how this was going to look or where it was going to live. And so the way that it works is this is a private channel, almost like a very large group chat, or I suppose you might even call this something like a Slack in between a team, where just those team members are able to receive and communicate in those messages. Now, if you go to Adam Mosseri's account on his Instagram profile, you'll actually see a little icon next to his link, and that is the channel icon. And you can actually click on it and you will be able to join the broadcast channel where he can push out updates about the algorithm, about reels, about Meta Verified. And also I've seen polls where he's polling that audience to get feedback as well. So I haven't seen anybody responding. So that's probably turned off.
Yeah. Well, hence the name broadcast channel.
Right.
That's interesting about the polls because I hadn't seen those. Mm-hmm. And when they announced this, from what I'm hearing, apps like Telegram, which I use a lot, have these kind of features. And so they're worried it's taking time away from Instagram because of that. When they first announced it, I got invited. I swear I didn't even opt in. I think I just got added to Mark Zuckerberg's channel automatically.
I'm in that one.
Okay. And then the next day, the first announcement was about Meta Verified. So for us as marketers and social media geeks, I was like, wow, this is cool. I'm going to find out about this. This is great. And then since then, it's been all VR stuff.
Yes.
It's been all the
metaverse. All metaverse, Oculus, yeah. VR. Yes, all of
them. So I felt like they duped me in. But I do feel like there are people that are using these channels for marketing in a very cool way on other platforms like Telegram. And so, like, I remember I used to work with a restaurant that had a sandwich of the day. And so your broadcast channel could be the sandwich of the day channel. And anyone who wanted to know could always get that. And it was almost like DMing out a photo of this sandwich every day is, you know, kind of the way I could see that. And so it is a cool way to kind of make those announcements, offer up new things, things like that. I don't like the fact that it's not two-way, but I guess if somebody was really interested, they could obviously contact you another way. And I can't imagine what a two-way chat with Mark Zuckerberg would look like.
That would always be off. Yeah, for sure. I think this also leans into that subscription model that they have been rolling out. I could see that perhaps, you know, somebody that you're interested in and maybe there's some tie-in at some point with subscription broadcast channels or something along those lines. So we'll have to see. I too was excited when I joined the Mark Zuckerberg one and then it was all VR and Oculus. I have to say being in Adam Mosseri's about Instagram has been better content, at least because I'm interested in Instagram and it has been about the actual platform, and Meta Verified was listed in there as well.
Okay. I'll have to jump over and find his then. So quick announcement, Instagram live shopping is going to be removed on March 16th here very soon. So if you are using that, just make sure that you know that it's going to be going away. And quick reminder too, that time is running out. Get your physical or virtual ticket for Social Media Marketing World at socialmediamarketing.world. Chelsea, where can we discover more about you?
You can find me on all the socials. My favorite happens to be Instagram. You can find me by my name at chelsea.pites and send me a DM. Let me know that you came from the show. I love seeing the DMs where people say, I saw you with Jerry on the Social Media Examiner show. So I'd love to chat with you. And I do share a lot of what I see and what I find when it comes out regarding all the updates and changes that we can look forward to in Instagram.
And then when you reply, they can know they got the right Chelsea Pites, right?
Yes. I will send a voice message. I'll make sure that you know it's me.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. If you want to add another podcast to your listening lineup, two for you to check out, the Social Media Marketing Podcast or the Web3 Business Podcast. And until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.